So good morning, everyone. Om Shanti. So this morning's going to be a little different. We're going to begin, and I'm going to just give a little briefing about this project. Then Gayatri is going to share her thoughts about injecting our creative spirit into it. And then we're going to divide into groups and discuss. We really want your creative input. And then we'll all come back in here again. We'd love to hear your ideas. So just in a few minutes, I want to sort of encapsulate, give you an idea of what this program's about and where it started. I don't know, Gayatri, which Molly was it Baba was speaking about brotherhood and so on?
I think it was the second or third Murli that Baba gave.
The second or third Murli that Baba gave this season. That he was inspiring, I think, a few things. One was the message of brotherhood in the world, which really touched my heart. And I think this last Murli, when Baba was saying, children, do you hear the cries? And do you remember when Baba was saying this in the last Murli? Do you hear the cries of the devotees? And Baba said that Baba can hear them clearly, but you children a little bit deaf. Do you remember? And really it's like at a time where we really have to spread Baba's message with great respect and great confidence. And this is the seed behind this program. But also one of the lovely things, and you see this slide up behind us on the wall, is that the subtext, I think, of this event I'm just about to describe is that you see the flag of India in the map of the world, that the Yagya's foundation is India for 75 years, service in outside India for 40 years. And it seems like Baba, in Baba's heart, he wants us to come together as one family and do something together. And I think that's like the subtext of this program. So the proposal, and this is really from the family in Delhi. They've been working on this for a little while. They've had discussions to hold a global or mega event in Delhi. And it says here, aimed at projecting the BK's global image. This was from Bridge Mohanbhai. In other words, what he was saying is, in India, most people know who the Brahma Kumaris are, but very few understand how widespread we are in the world. And he feels that the presence of a lot of foreigners in Delhi in one time will start to wake up India. So, the title and theme is the World Peace Festival. The theme is One God, One World Family. Now, this has been put together by the family in India. They did consult a few of us from outside of India. And it's really to celebrate the jubilee of the Brahma Kumaris. And the venue is where... Who is from a Commonwealth country, can I ask? Who is from a Commonwealth country? Gosh, not very many. Who has heard of the Commonwealth Games, can I ask? Most of us. Well, it's almost like an Olympic Games for all the Commonwealth of countries. And this was held in the Nehru Stadium. In India, the biggest stadium in the country is in Calcutta, but the Nehru Stadium takes 80,000 people. It was renovated for the Commonwealth Games. And this is really the venue which we... are trying to get for this program, which is going to be held, and here's another view of the stadium during the Commonwealth Games. So you can see this is a massive stadium. So this is going to be a huge event, and at the moment the family in India are asking the double foreigners to be responsible for the content of the event. In other words, they'll support it with whatever's needed, but they want us to really showcase what Baba's doing around the world and have special VIPs and cultural things.
Pause for a moment and notice the time.
The time is 11 minutes past 11. So, the dates, the 9th of October In the main arena, there's, as I said, 80,000 seats. And I think, you know, one of the things which, since I've been coming since the mid-1970s, when in the early days, I think Baba Gayatri will remember this too, Baba would often talk to the double foreigners that your role is to wake up the Kumbhakarna of India, the sleeping giant. And so we sort of see, and even I think some of them in India feel that as time's moving on, Baba's talking about suddenly that this event is maybe one of the seeds to really start India thinking, who are the Brahma Kumaris, who's teaching, and our role to help them have their own relationship with Baba. So two things. One is this event in that huge stadium, and secondly, there's going to be like a fair with pavilions from all the zones of India, but also they want a pavilion or a display or something from outside of India, the regions of India. So that will be just beside that huge stadium which I just showed you. Now, our wish is that as many double foreigners can come as possible, and they've arranged it quite beautifully, that it means that on the 9th of October we can be in Delhi, and on the 10th they're hiring an entire train, like a whole train, for 2,000 BKs. So that's going to be some party, I think. So you can't miss this party, to travel up to Abu, and then Baba's coming on the 18th of October. So they're designing it so that it comes in our season, and I think our hope is that as many of us can be here as possible to help in this unique task for Baba. So that's really just the bare bones, because I don't think we want to say too much more than that, because this idea, when did we last hear about it? When did we first hear? A week ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks max.
So we hardly know anything ourselves. But we're just sort of putting it out there because we really want the world family to engage in their heart with what this is about and have support from all regions, all countries, in fact, all the families. So I'm going to ask Gayatri if she'd like to share perhaps how we can help in a more practical way.
I asked Charlie to look at the time because as he's talking, I'm looking at the time illuminated and I'm seeing 1111. And I'm thinking how auspicious that we should be speaking about an event that holds such promise in terms of fulfilling Baba's hopes in all of us, but also on the field of world service in terms of revealing him. Because what struck me in the murlis that Baba has been giving is, especially those few murlis that he talked about, the Brahma Kumaris are becoming well known, but Baba is becoming less known. It's as though the image is becoming popular, but the reality is getting more and more incognito. And so how do we bring Baba on the world stage in a way that people would be fascinated by Baba, but also through dynamic engagement, so that they feel that they're part of what we mean when we say one world family. And so Brother Brij Mohan is the one who's actually holding it from India. And he wants very active participation from the double foreign family. He not only wants the participation of us in terms of showing up, but he wants the thought partnership from us, the creative partnership from us. He wants us to really go within our souls and tap the newness that Baba has been talking about that's yet to emerge and become manifested on the world stage. But of course, we know that newness is in us. It's not somewhere out there. So how can we tap into that newness and how can we manifest it at this mega event in Delhi? Now, when Brother Brij Mohan called Charlie and I up and put us in front of Baba, I think because he knew in both of our intellects, it was a big question mark. Is this possible? Can we really do something in 6 months? And for it to have the kind of impact that it's hoping to have. And so I said to Baba, Baba, it's a big event, but we have very little time, forgetting that he said that we should do a 10-minute job in 1 second. You remember? And so I think that we have to learn how to do that, make big things small, and make things that would take a long time
so
to happen
Gayatri,
in a short time.
So when Gayatri said that to Baba, she said, Baba, it's big. Baba was going, no.
No, Baba was
when
saying,
his expression was,
you didn't hear my Murli today. Where were you? Were you out vacationing somewhere when I was talking to you?
He disagreed with her.
But I think that, first of all, thank you all for showing up here this morning, because we thought we were going to have 7 people here. I said to Charlie, over in Pandavavan, they say Gayatri and Charlie are going to have an interactive session, but not on the theme. And I said, I didn't think too many of you would show up, but thank you for coming. And the idea today is to really open up the soul and soar to the heights in which there are no limitations. Forget about all the limitations that we usually think about. Is it going to be, it's going to be possible only if. So we don't want you to go into the creative groups with that. But what would make this event an impactful event? And so when we were thinking of Brij Mohan Bhai wants us to come up with like renowned names for the VIPs in our regions. And when they, people hear the name, of course they'll come, but these people, when they speak, as Baba described in the Murli, they're my quality souls, their words would have impact on others. So he's looking for these my quality souls that we are calling the VIPs to come and speak. So we just kind of think Bill Clinton is one that loves India and India loves him. But also, we don't have a contact with Bill Clinton that is immediate. We can generate that within 6 months and he could be inspired to come. But we do have like a contact with Tony Blair, for instance. And so can we make these things happen? Can we make him, can we inspire such souls in the political arena to be here? We also thought, how many of you have heard of the movie Slumdog Millionaire? And you know that movie actually won 17 out of 18 awards at the Academy, and it was, the music was one that got the Academy Award for both music and song. And so A.R. Rahman, we have someone who knows him well, a best friend, actually he's right now in Yan Sarovar, the best friend of A.R. Rahman, and the idea there is to invite him to create a theme song on One God and One World Family in different languages, like he did with Jai Ho, in which there was Spanish and English and Hindi and very, very, you know, upbeat tempo, and everyone hums that song. And so how can we invite his participation in this way that would create a theme song that would become like a world, a global anthem on One God, One World Family? Because it is in this stadium that is actually dedicated to sports, one of the challenges we face is getting the stadium, because we haven't actually had it. They haven't signed the contractors yet. They're still negotiating. And what they're saying is that it has to be sports-related, the events. It cannot be entertainment. It cannot be just interfaith. It cannot be just cultural, but it has to be sports related. So how can we get enough interest in world-renowned sports figures or personalities that could be invited? And one such person who visited Madhuban was Greg Chappell. And those of you who are my generation, that's an old generation, and loved cricket, would remember Greg Chappell, because he was a world-renowned figure in cricket. And India, you know, how do you get the Indian population to stop when India is playing and is winning? Everybody stops.
Did you notice the other night that Baba got a cricket bat? Did you notice? Baba was presented with a cricket bat. Did
right.
you notice?
Yes, I know the Shashi Ben's group, the blue scarf
the
group.
The sports wing.
The sports group. Mm. And so the idea is to get Greg to come, but also to get Greg to contact the renowned Indian cricketers, at least a couple of them, and get them to come. And so this is how we are looking at the VIPs, through word of mouth and through people who are interested in values and spirituality and who've got that element to their personal life as well. So that when they speak, the impact of their words would be authentic and would carry the inspiration that we want them to carry. Brij Mohan Bhai was saying you need a United Nations leader. Now when I think of a United Nations leader, I think of the woman who was the former president of Chile and has just been selected to head up the UN Women. They've taken all the UN agencies that dealt with women's affairs and made it into one department, and it's called UN Women, and she's heading it up. But she actually worked a little bit, or Caroline and Angelica involved her a little bit in the My Courage, Your Courage campaign that they had 2 years ago. And so at least she knows of us. It wouldn't be like, who are the Brahma Kumaris? She will know of us. So people like that in terms of the VIPs. The other is, the event is actually, it's different parts to this mega event. And one is the actual event that is going to happen on the 9th, and that is going to be at the stadium. And so the participation that Brother Brij Mohan is asking of the double foreigners is to have very high quality, exotic, spectacular, artistic performances.
Start rehearsing now. That's what I say.
So, you know, I remember once coming into this same auditorium and there was a cultural program here. And of course the Brahmins were expressing their talents. And I went, oh, I'm too tired to watch this. And somebody turned to me and said, you snob. And then I looked at them and I said, but I'm too tired to watch this. They say, that's because you're from New York and you're accustomed to Broadway performances. So you don't want to watch this, do you? But the point is that they're looking for that exotic, the BK Broadway performances. The other aspect of the pavilion, as you see, it's a circle, it's a pavilion. And the idea is still to see what could happen in the center of the pavilion. Do we have chairs there or do we just have the creative piece there? And so I know that Sigrun and Thor are already having thoughts about that. Wendy from Rome, she's already had thoughts about it, using the colors of the Olympics and you know, threading a carpet or weaving a carpet. Others is you put the cycle, and as people step on it, the light of the different ages would illuminate. So they're different. So we're looking to see how can we have impact for the creative piece of the stadium. You know, what do we do in terms of the creative piece that we would like to have at the stadium? And the other part is that there's going to be a pavilion. And there's going to be the World Peace Festival. It's actually, is it a 7 days? Is it a week or 2 weeks?
It's going to be for 1 week, the actual pavilion.
Right. Mm. And the pavilion is going to be on which ground? The same ground?
It's just beside the stadium and the same ground, the warm-up area for athletes before they go into the stadium.
Okay. And that is actually going to be six or so pavilions for the Indians and six or so pavilions for the double foreigners. So we want you to look at what could be a theme for those six pavilions and how could those themes be expressed. Because really we're starting from scratch. So no idea is a bad idea here. Every idea is an important idea that you would contribute today. We also, Brother Brij Mohan made it very clear that what would be important is to have youth participation, because that's a sector of our society that actually has got a lot of creativity, and the governments are looking at it. And this is why Sister Gopi is in the room today, because I'm asking her to hold this piece when you're going to break up into groups and to see what would be the contribution of the younger generation. So there, I think these are the pieces that I have to offer in terms of what we're going to be breaking up into groups and looking at. But the most important thing is the creativity that you have. Now, when someone said to me, well, if I have an idea, do I have to go to my NC and CC and get it approved before I express my idea in public? Well, no, you don't have to, because the process that we are starting here is that every one of you has a gift. You have a specialty. You have a talent. And the Delhi Mega Event is inviting that from you as individuals. So then, if you don't have a talent, if you don't have a gift, if you don't have a specialty, then I'll be surprised, because each one has one, right? And so we're asking you to give that to the event. One of the things I feel also, before I hand it back to Charlie, is very important, is the Mansa Seva bit. And in preparation for this mega event, I think we're going to ask the whole Brahmin family to dedicate on a daily basis 5 minutes or more to building the right kind of spiritual environment and giving it the power of spirituality to make it into a success. Because really what we're looking at here is making the impossible into the possible. Finally, you notice that we want 2,000 people from 100 countries. That would mean that we have, say, an average of 20 people per country. And so we would want every country to be bringing 20 people to this event. And there will be BKs, 20 BKs to the event. The VIPs would be separate from the BK participation. Now, are you excited about this?
Who's planning to come? Who's planning to come?
Who's planning to be here? Huh? The visa will not be a problem because it's 6 months down the line. Why would the visa be a problem? Come, visa or no visa, you just show up. It's an open party. Yes, we may have many things by that time.
And if your country doesn't even have 20 Brahmins, then you'll have to create a few more before October. Ruth. Yeah.
That's interesting. Ruth, would you like a mic to unpack that? We need 2,000 BKs that look like foreigners. So you don't need me. That's what she's saying. I'm teasing. Yes. She's talking about the diversity of races. And so people like me are called Indian diaspora. So even though I'm a double foreigner, my race is Indian. But the most beautiful thing that one could experience is a world family. And this is what I experienced at the UN that makes me stay there. Is when I walk into the UN, I see people of different faces, different dresses, different colors, different language, different nationalities. It's so beautiful. Because to me, it's a meeting of differences on one platform. And so it's united. So even though we're different as a world family, what unites us is Baba. Or who unites us is Baba. And of course the Srimad that we follow. So yes, Ruth, it's important that we have, say, the 20 people from Thailand be Thai. The 20 people from the United States of America be that melting pot, the diversity of the races in the United States of America. And so I think, you know, we should be looking for that, yeah.
In saying that, really all double foreigners are welcome, but I think as Gayatri was saying, we want to showcase the amazing diversity in Baba's family, because I heard recently that some activities happening in 138 countries. So we want as much of that as possible to be on show in Delhi. So shall we, what we would love to do...
We have questions, if anybody else has more questions before we break up into groups.
Yeah, we want to break up into groups. Has anyone got a burning question? See, it's a bit of an open book at the moment. What India was thinking is to have something in the morning in this huge stadium and then the more spectacular event in the evening. Now, but once again, we don't want to limit your thinking about this, but we just have one day with maximum focus. One of the things which we haven't really mentioned, we'd mentioned the pavilion, but we were thinking of an advertising campaign on national television here in India. And one thought was many foreigners, BK foreigners, in their country, maybe in the dress of their country or whatever, obviously in their home, just saying peace, what peace means to me, and join us at the Nehru Stadium on this thing. So India will get a feeling of the whole world talking about peace, and you're inviting them to this place, to this event in Delhi. But it's just for one day, the main event, and the main sort of focus of all the cultural type things will be in the evening. And just because it's a stadium and it's round, at first they wanted to have the stage at one end, but we were trying to persuade them to have the theatre in the middle like they do in the Olympic Games and things like that. Now that's a big ask to do, but you know, we want to sort of really do something, step out and try something quite big, shall we say. Sorry.
Yeah, and when we talked about peace is, it was Karunabhai is creating a cable channel, TV channel in India that would go to even the most remote of villages, so that people could be getting Baba's message almost in every village of India. So the idea was for them to see the different faces from around the world talking about what peace is. But then after that, someone showed me on our BK International website a video that they have right now in which Brahmins from around the world are talking about what God means to them. And it is an amazing piece to watch, because it's not so much the words that they're saying, but it's the expression on their faces. And the love that they speak with is actually very moving. So maybe some can be what peace is, but others could be, if we're talking about one God and different faces are expressing their feelings that they have for Baba, I think that would be a magnificent draw. People would want to come to that event. And so that's another part, I think, that we should be really developing. Brahmins talking about their experiences of Baba, because those people wouldn't have seen their faces when they were talking about Baba. So I think it's a beautiful thing to keep us connected to this one God idea.
So what we'd love to do is for you to find four or five others, and we'd really love you to not move in with people from your country or people you're sitting with, to find new people that you haven't met before. And Gayatri's going to give you a few questions. And what we'd love is if you find four or five others, if you go, you can go out of the hall, you can sit in the hall, and we would love you to come back at 12:30 if that's okay. But we would love someone in your group to make a few notes that are clear and well written, because we want to hear from as many as possible. Maybe not all of you can give us verbally what you've decided, so if you can write it clearly, your idea and give it to Gayatri and myself. But we thought that if anyone has a particular interest in working with young people, with youth, whether you are a young person or you have that enthusiasm, maybe if you could sit with Gopi. Would that be okay, Gopi? Gopi, if you stand up. I think everyone knows Gopi, but... So all those who are interested to work with young people around this event, if you see Gopi, and everyone else, can you self-organize? Is that okay? Maybe Spanish with Spanish speaking. Russian will probably have to be together, but the rest of us who are English speaking, if you find four or five others and move into a group, and the questions, Gayatri is going to give you all the list of things. If you can make a note of these things, you may not cover them all, but if there's one of them that your group gets really interested in, that's also fine.
Now, this is not just an exercise, but what you come up with, Brother Brijmohan has to take that first proposal to Baba in terms of what would be the idea of what the double foreigners would be contributing. So your ideas are actually going to be taken in this their summary by Brother Brijmohan to Bap Dada. So it's a significant thing you're doing today because it's actually forming the foundation of the double foreign contribution to the mega event. And so we thought of the first question we want you to look at is who would be the VIPs and the major sports figures in your country or region that could be considered to participate? You may not, the BKs may not have a contact with them as yet, but as I said, think at the highest level. Who are the VIPs and major sports figures in your country or region that could be considered to participate in this event? Two. What could be the youth contribution, or what could the youth contribution be like? Three. Think of some creative pieces for the stadium that would create visual impact. Think of some creative pieces for the stadium that would create visual impact. Sigrun, would you like to hold this piece? So Sigrun, could you stand up? So anyone interested and is English speaking in this could come to Sigrun's group. The other, create a theme and its expressions for the pavilion. There will be six pavilions. So create a theme and then let there be six expressions of this theme for the pavilion.
For the regions of the world, we have six regions.
So for instance, we could either go per region and every region shows culturally what it is like, or we can go by issues, like one can be youth, a youth pavilion, and all the regions come together in the youth pavilion and express what they're doing. Or it could be environment pavilion, and all the regions come together and look at what they're doing in relation to the environment. And the other, the fifth, what would be the exotic and spectacular artistic performances that we would like to have? And I suppose the Spanish group, those Spanish-speaking group, and the Russian-speaking group, these would be one, this one especially, would be great for you to look at. Africa. Is Elizabeth here?
She is, in the middle at the back.
Yeah, great. So what would be the exotic and spectacular artistic performances that we would like to have? And maybe if there's still time, how can we inspire those 20 Brahmins from every country to come? How can we inspire the 20 Brahmins to be present? Huh?
Now you can have 200 if there's a big country. 200 are welcome. 20 would be the minimum we'd hope from each place.
Yeah. But then you would look for different colors. Remember, it's the visual impact of the faces. Yeah.
Okay, so...
And part of the 20, of inviting this minimum of 20 Brahmins per country is that we would like them to model what Baba is asking us. Through your features, show the future. With your drishti, show the land of liberation and liberation in life. So they have to come prepared to model the inculcation of the knowledge and show what they have imbibed. Right?
We should break up into groups if that's okay. Yes, is it group? Oh,
that's fine. But
20 we'd love, but if there's 3 we'd be happy.
But who knows, maybe 6 more or 8 more are waiting for you. If you have 12, there are 8 Brahmins there in the woodworks that would come out.
Okay, so if all the youth can go over towards Gopi, maybe those who have an interest in the pavilion, if you see Zigran down here, the rest of you find 4 or 5 others that you don't know, just group together. And please be back in here by 12:30. You've got 45 minutes. Please introduce yourself first. Introduce yourself to each other. Please introduce yourself. And may have a note taker. Please make clear notes that you can give to us afterwards. Thank you. Om Shanti, everyone. Ida. And I think if we can all come and sit close, if that's possible, unless you need translation. I think if we all come close to the front. Thank you. So I counted. So they're all starting to dwindle in slowly, but we thought we might start because we can't be too late for lunch. So I think what we would love, there's 3 microphones up here. Please, we want the bit of paper from everybody. We want every group. But if you can come up and share the most creative ideas from your group. And that, Gayatri, what were they again? They were about how you bring numbers from your country.
Who are the VIPs and main sports figures was one. 2, what would the creative piece be like for the... For the stadium.
Stadium.
The 3rd was the theme and its expressions for the pavilion. And the 4th was the exotic artistic performances, the spectacular ones. Was there another? Oh yeah, and the youth. The participation of the youth.
So, who is going to start? We're going to... Who would like... Please come. Would you like to just come close? I think it's going to be a bit homely in this huge hall, Shirley and others. If come close and sit close, or you need translation, that's fine. If you don't need translation. Do they need... Are they on FM, Ida? Are they on FM? No, they're not. They need headphones. If they need headphones... Actually, if we sit in the middle more, Anyway, that's sitting there, Sasha. And if you can give us your name and country, thanks, and maybe tell us a few of the people from where they're from in your group, if that's possible.
Do my best.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, I'm Shanti. I'm Halima from USA, actually from Seal Beach, California. It's good to be here. Some of our in our group were from Switzerland and from Holland, from New Zealand, and from the UK. Okay, so I'll start with number one, who we would invite. It's a very long list. How many should I just... Okay.
Just the essence and the most unique ideas, because we'd love to hear from as many as
okay.
If that's okay.
Okay, sure. We just started thinking of people who we would invite. Peter Jackson, filmmaker of Lord of the Rings, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates and his wife, Daniel Vittori, a cricket captain, Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, Patch Adams, Nick, the happiness guy from London. Some of these last names we didn't know. Father Greg Boyle, he created something in Los Angeles called Homeboys. And it's for ex-gang members. He's very famous in California. Cat Stevens, Bob Geldof, Lindsay Wagner, heads of Arab countries, Jordan, Bahrain, and Dubai, Carlos Santana, Tiger Woods, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Ram Dass. How's that? Okay, great.
So what was the unique idea? Did you talk about any other groups?
They thought of, the others in my group, I'm not that creative, thought of an international cricket game with different countries playing cricket. So.
Oh, that's good.
That was creative. And I thought we have to have a rap song for the youth, a creative rap song.
Great. There's already a Gandhi rap.
Please sit close, thanks, as you're coming in, as close as possible. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Just to finish what Halima was saying, we also, particularly Holland, came up with this idea as well. Having a routine, a movement thing that ended up, or with a commentary as well, possibly. Somebody more creative will get it together. But this was the nugget of an idea, to really end up with a tree, showing the tree with your holding up bits of paper or bits of card that will end up looking like the tree. So you start with God as the seed and how connected we all are. So the tree is absolutely vital to the whole thing.
Tree of humanity.
We are all connected. And also the other part of the idea was to have each continent in the shape of the world of the continent with their color. So the two combined, somehow somebody would create something.
Lovely.
Are you going to give us in writing some of your ideas that came out of that group? Great. Okay, good. So you can email it to Charlie.
Come. And maybe you could email it to Gayatri as well.
CC it to me.
I'm going to share the responsibility with her.
I'm from Portugal. We were in
What's your name? Thanks.
Maria João. And in essence, we have some ideas and then we write. But the idea is that Portugal, they discovered by sea the way to India from Europe. And then Vasco da Gama and so. And we, in our flag, we have a sphere and something like a hug, hugging the whole world, uniting the whole world. We have these thoughts. And another idea was the stadium, suddenly in the dark, and an angel or God coming and starting the light in some area, and then all the old stadium would be in light. So, in essence,
wow,
more ideas.
Beautiful.
But okay. Huh? No, the VIPs, then we write them.
They
are the football players, well known.
Cristiano
Ronaldo. We'll,
if it's all in writing, that's...
Yes, we write.
Or you can come next. Would you like to come next?
No, she's in my group.
She's in your group. Okay.
And Cristiano, Luis Figo, José Mourinho. They are football.
So give me their names. Just a sports figure. If you have any sports figure on your list, just I want it in writing now, because Brother Bridge Mohan wants those names.
Yes, we give you. Okay.
I love the idea of the angel descending in the pitch black night and lighting up the whole world.
And you know how they work with wires these days? You know how people can fly all around the stadium? It's possible.
I remember the angel come down because this brother, this is trainer, and once he did this in a big stage. Stadium. So, every people has
a remote
in end, and he told the director to close to be dark. And when he start to speak that we are all soul, they opened, and it was it's so beautiful. It's very nice.
So, brother, we need your name to help us create it. Antonio. Okay, you need to put his name and what he does.
Om Shanti.
Actually, that would be, can you, on your sheet of paper, put the names, if we have to come back to you for more information, can you put your names on all the sheets of paper and email numbers, if that's okay, please.
Om Shanti. I was meeting with the Spanish-speaking group, and our list of celebrities was too long.
What's your name and which country are you?
My name is Lynette. Can't hear me. Can you hear me now? My name is Lynette. Born in Puerto Rico, but from Miami, Florida, USA. And I was meeting with the Spanish-speaking group, and the list of celebrities was really long, so I will not be naming all of them. But one idea that everybody in common really liked was to ask Shakira from Colombia if she could write a song with the theme One Family, Unity, One God, and to have her sing a duet with Ricky Martin in a performance where with a choreography of dancers, but each dancer, even if they're from the same country, each dancer dressed in a typical dress representing a different region or country. That's including even American Indian if necessary, but different, each country has their own typical dress. We had other figures that are very internationally known, like Oprah. And Oprah was mentioned as well. And for subjects, for themes, we thought unity in diversity, who is God, and holding on to one hand. And then have the idea of something like one hand coming down, and then like the world, and all hands reaching out to the same, just one hand. Am I forgetting something? Some of the names that were mentioned were Michelle Bachelet from Chile, Federico Mayor Zaragoza, the Queen Sofia from Spain, Humberto Maturana, Lionel Messi from Argentina, Placido Domingo. These are some of the ones that were mentioned, but like I said, we had a long list. But we really loved the idea of having that duet sang and a song written for this event in specific.
Great. And those of you who know of Ricky Martin, he's very spiritual. So he meditates and everything. So let's hope he can say yes.
Thank you. And can we be essenceful? Maybe a few can come up. Yeah. If you can be essenceful, if that's okay.
Many ideas, but to focus on one, Mark from the UK. And that one idea we had for the pavilion theme was to have screens up and having 2-minute kind of films going, and those films or the visual effects will be from taken from BKs all over the world or BK activities all over the world to make a kind of kaleidoscope effect. And one for the main arena was to have people, or maybe not in the main arena, but in the audience, to have people with these placards or squares with colours or designs on, and that when they all hold them up, it creates a slogan, you know, like you can have Om Shanti or anything you like, actually. And if they're double-sided, then you can, of course, have two slogans. And some more ideas, but I'll leave you the paper. And the ideas of VIPs, Sir Richard Branson, because he's quite a philanthropist at the moment, he's quite keen on these peace and saving the world. Someone said Shimon Peres, the current president of Israel, ex-prime minister as well. He's also a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Two Israeli singers who sang for the Pope on several occasions. And Prince Charles, or maybe Prince William, who will be recently married, might want to come along and give blessings or whatever. Other people as well, but I won't take more time.
Great. You're going to type it and send it?
If you want.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Om Shanti. I don't speak very well English, excuse me. Country is France, and we are five.
Françoise.
We answer the first question, VIP, and we think about Noah, Yannick Noah, you know? Yes. He sing, and he was a famous tennisman. Mireille Mathieu is a famous singer in Russian and Japan. Not in France. And we think about Zinedine Zidane, footballer. Every Nobel Prize. Acha. French team handball, because this year they became champion of world. Karate, David Douillet. And artistic patinage, brother and sister Duchesne. They play together. Yeah. Okay. And we answer to the third question about impact publishing. Okay. Not inside the stadium, but outside. Yeah, but it's about the road. I explain. Klaxon, okay. They klaxon, but the noise is not appreciated. Okay, and klaxon say message like Bab Dada is coming or.
Oh, I see.
No, the sound, okay. Or Om Shanti, or Bab Dada, or stayed Nehru. Few days become the event, and for example, 3 days before the event, today is today, is day, or God is coming. And we think about this because they can't say they don't know about Molly. Oh yeah. And another and last idea. One sister explained we can take water from six continents. Okay. And we can make meditation in front of few cellulars, few. Okay. Yes. And after, acha. I prefer.
I don't speak English not very well, but I try to speak English. So this is there's many people who know Emoto. Huh? So the Emoto's operation is there's many states, but one thing that's very short and impact is in the beginning of the day, we are all taking one water from different country in United States and Tower Twin Tower Center or Israel, Egypt or Nile and so on. And we are all together in the state in the make and good wishes in these waters. So that people, I can amaze, and during the day, he transmitted the operation, and in the end of the day, we can show before and after. So you can have a result in the same days, what was the negative water, figure of water is becoming, if our thought is good and pure, it's becoming visually, it can change.
Yeah, voilà.
This is the one. And the other operation of correction is not before 3 months, it's 3 months before. All the sound of correction in India is very strong and very hard to understand. It is out of the Om Shanti. So it is not to give the people aggressive, but to give the peace. So Alec humor and sweet sound, pop coming. And so I wanted to institute the Bach Brahmas, all the car to change. You can have a two most smallest. And so this is the publicity of all the India. If there was one people in 10 car, it's poo-poo. We are doing
in
Japan.
They do that anyway in India.
And this is the publicity. And one month ago, Kebab is coming, Bob is coming, appointment in stars, Nairu stars, and who is having the party of Chibaba, Bob is the Bob Dada, and so there is coming.
Wonderful. Honking of horns. Yeah. Here we come.
I think we've found the compere, one of our compares for the.
Oh, she's the
television. Oh, really?
Om
from
Shanti.
Japan. From Japan? Yes.
I am Nora, this is Sister Gopi, and we are representing the youth. So we had lots of wonderful ideas, but
where are you from?
Canada.
Okay.
Canada.
Gopi is from the UK.
Mm-hmm. So we did have a lot of really wonderful ideas. We're just going to try to keep it essenceful. There was a thought for VIPs for the Harry Potter cast to come, and perhaps the author of Harry Potter, which is J.K. Rowling. We don't know if anyone has any contacts whatsoever, so just to plant that seed. There was also a very interesting idea from Brother Ed that perhaps because of sports related, we would do something about Quidditch. And I don't know if anybody knows, but Quidditch is the very famous game that's played in Harry Potter. And there was a thought of perhaps using holographic sort of technology for that. So perhaps that's something. And then to include some of the ideas about values and Baba's knowledge to be used in terms of sports related.
Ed specifically talked about it in relation to finding your soul, spiritualizing Quidditch. That is a holographic experience.
So there was a suggestion of a drumming performance to add sort of an auditory piece to it. And there is a sister who knows of a youth drumming group that's in Brazil. So perhaps that's something that's an idea that we could consider. We had lots of visions that we're all having during our meditation about color and movement, but I'll let Sister Gopi talk about that piece. We also had thought of huge balloons, either something to be passed on within the middle of the pavilion as something to do with like passing the baton, passing the torch, could be something that's more youth-related. Baba has talked about the youth as the hope for the future. Or perhaps huge balloons being dropped from the sky. I know we did that for the one of the events with Daddy G. So that's another thought. And I'll pass it over to Sister Gopi about a very good opening that basically kind of gels most of our conversation that we had.
Just bringing together a few threads around sports and young people and the energy and enthusiasm that they have. One of the emerging visions from the group was this idea of the beginning, the opening of the event, where you have a number of our young people engaged in various sports activities. So the diversity, badminton, volleyball, whatever's happening, because we have an ex-Olympic gymnast who's a BK youth. We have an ex-world champion of skateboarding who's a youth, so a BK youth. So there's a variety of things. And then with a musical piece, taking this concept of the cycle, but allowing these young people to have, you know, colored costumes on one side, but creating this whole movement to music around the four ages. So a movement around the Golden Age piece, a movement around Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age, and then leading to the confluence, which is the final finale. And so doing something around that, but very much this feeling that we needed a color-coordinated, strong auditory piece to begin this show with that would just make people go, whoa, what's that? And yet give them the experience as well.
Because that's a part of what Brother Bridgman is looking for to get the stadium, the sports connection. Yeah. Okay, circular moving platform in the middle so it keeps moving.
So I'm from group of the creative visual impact of the stadium, Sigrun from Iceland. And we thought of, well, many, many ideas came up, but one was Shibaba floating above as a hologram light, and all the names of God would be around and then at one point come together in one name, one point, one Shibaba. That was one good idea. And the other one was also a hologram light of the cycle on the ground of the stadium, which actually I hear now from the youth who could be very well combined, because we also thought of all the ages and they would be lit up, first the Golden Age, then the Silver Age, and then the youth could do their movements at the same time and then go to the Confluence Age, where then we will then, the whole universe or the whole cycle will then go, like, come together and go to Shibaba at one moment. Maybe with an Om of all of us or something like this. Very dramatic, you know. And, then there were ideas about each country making a film of their, main places or famous places, famous symbols, you know, like maybe Brahmins will meditate in front of the Eiffel Tower, and this will be like a movie showing somewhere where the BKs will be meditating in front of the Geysir or whatever in each country. And this would be like a film somewhere. And another good idea was, like, in the Olympics, there is always very powerful advertisement going on at the same time. So that we could make advertisements in each country, and they could be funny or they could be, but still giving the message to the people. And what else was there of important? Very beautiful images that came up. Can you help me? Anyone from the group? I don't remember anything else at the moment. Sorry, must work well. I covered it mostly. Okay. Thanks.
Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Russia?
So it'd be nice to have Russia, Portuguese, Spanish as well. And Tom?
Мы говорим по-английски, но чтобы более точно. Мы представляем группу из России.
So we are a group from Russia.
Yes. Нас было 7 человек, группа не очень большая, поскольку остальные были заняты на другой программе.
There was a small group, we were 7.
Ну и по первому вопросу это было несколько идей, это в качестве VIP, это лидеров, это Михаил Горбачев.
And the first idea of VIPs, we offer Mikhail Gorbachev, firstly, because there was a contact with him a few years ago.
Мы встречались в Санкт-Петербурге и передавали ему большую книгу.
Yeah, we met him in St. Petersburg a few years ago, and we gave him this UN book, that vision of the better world. So.
Следующая фамилия это Терешкова. Это первая женщина-космонавт.
And the next name is Valentina Tereshkova. She is the first woman astronaut. She's quite old now, but she's still active. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. И следующий это известный футболист, это Аршавин Андрей.
Который... And regarding sports figures, it's football player Andrei Arshavin, who is playing now for Manchester United. Manchester United now.
Yes.
He's from Russia. So, yeah, many footballers. For Russia, he is a sort of a central figure in sports. He is extremely popular in Russia. So, in case if he attends the event, it will be a great sort of publicity, you know, in Russia also to invite other people.
Если говорить об общей идее, значит, то это вот идея такого марша всех представителей стран.
And we came up with the idea of sort of a march, you know, of many of all the representatives of all the countries, maybe with their flags, flags of their countries at the stadium.
И была бы интересная идея, это такая общая песня ведущих звезд мировых на разные куплеты на своих языках и общий припев на языке.
And as it was mentioned already that this song, universal song, that the stars of from all the languages they join in singing this song, and maybe a refrain can be in Hindi, so that you know because it is in India,
как уважение.
So it can be as a sign of respect for the country, for the host. And it can be in Hindi. Everyone sings in Hindi, and it is Baba's language as well.
Остальные вопросы касательно вот количества участников у нас не возникали, поскольку у нас гораздо больше, чем 20.
And we never had a question of, you know, inviting 20 BKs, because we have got much more than that, and it will be a problem how to sort of, because many of them will want to come. Actually, all of them, yeah, because there will be much more than 20. Yeah, 1000.
Maybe. Why not?
80,000 maybe. Well, next time.
И если говорить о культурной программе, то как бы это большая культурная программа, и, собственно говоря, здесь не возникает.
And regarding the pavilions also, that the Russian cultural program can be there, but not at the stadium level, but at the level of pavilions. So also we have sort of very good creative ideas of how to do it, but on a smaller level, not for that big program, but at the pavilions can be a Russian cultural program as well.
Okay.
Om Shanti. I'm Thob from Thailand. Yes, the idea come up with the drum of the victory, drums. Every country got the drums. African, Japan, Thailand. And if we think about drum, we're going to beat the drum to reveal God. That would be fun, and it will be very great if we hear the drum. And every heart of our Brahmin family will be beat up, and then invoke God to come to the stadium at that time. Om Shanti.
And Bangladesh say, be the drums of revelation.
The sample of the Olympic is the 5 rounds, so we could use that at some point, but put values in it. And the other thing was, have all of you heard about Björk? You know Björk, the singer? Well, all young people have heard about her, like me. And well, anyway, she sang at the Olympics in Greece, and she's magnificent. Yes, she's very, how do you say? Magnificent, and her dress was so huge it covered all of the guests, and she raised up above the dress, you know. So she does things like this, and she's very spiritual, and maybe we could invite her. The opening is already there from the youth. She could be the end, the final or something.
We better start sewing now, I think, Sigrun. That dress is a big dress.
Okay, I'll just quickly go through some of the celebrities. My name is Michelle. I'm from the USA. And our group was English-speaking but international. We had someone from Trinidad, Australia, Germany, where else? Well, Finland. Yeah. Speak. Yeah. Just speak up if I forget anything. But some of the sports figures, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Brian Lara.
Lara
from Trinidad, cricket world record. Adda Bolton, fastest short distance.
He's a 100-meter sprinter.
Yeah. Okay.
Fastest in the world.
Okay. And then Martti Ahtisaari. That ring a bell? Nobel Peace Prize. And this is not a sports figure, but some international figure. And then we had talked about Michelle Obama. And from Finland, I guess the symbol of Santa Claus, I guess, is a big one. So that was suggested. Jimmy Carter, Al Gore, a woman, Kamala Bersad Bisses. Can somebody tell me?
Oh, the president, the Prime Minister of Trinidad.
Prime Minister of Trinidad. Okay, those were the famous figures. For a visual thing, sorry, I'm trying to read my notes. For a visual, we had a suggestion about having a symbol of Shiv Baba with. Symbols of the different nation with rays of Shiv Baba going to all the different nationalities, and a symbol of that of those nationalities, and having that rotating around.
That could be her dress.
Okay, and then I had thought of something that would relate to the youth, which I can share with you later. But a woman from South Africa who's doing sort of a work study in Cleveland, she's a theater teacher, but also a writer of theater, and she's a longtime BK, and she's written
Fatima.
Yeah, and she's written plays about the Brahma Kumaris and like street theater type of thing, which would be wonderful for children to perform. So that would be a good, and I can contact her if there's interest in that. I'll find out if she could do that. And then a couple songs were A Coat of Many Colors and the Michael Jackson song, We Are Family.
Portuguese.
So first, about leadership sportist. Master is a young soccer. And Cristiano Ronaldo, Pelé. Ronaldo Mourinho. And... religions leader, the first, como se diz, primaz in Brazil, cardinal, is very good contact. And Fabio, this is a priest, very famous also in Brazil. And first lama in Brazil, Padre Massanten. And music, Gilberto Gil, Buarque de Holanda. Oscar Niemeyer is famous architect. So, and now, so, about impact to peace and silence, we thought if you organize one moment and the whole world is stop and in silence, we show through this impact of peace. And in pavilion, we thought something about meio ambiente, como se diz em inglês? Environment. The pavilion. And something about cultural artist. Something about religion, too. And what is exotic in Brazil is carnaval. Something like this. So, and about Burmese, 30 or 40 BKs can come.
Oh, good. So anyone else? Now we're getting to 1-1-1, and we're going to have to finish.
Okay. The advantage of being the last is Regina in Brazil. And the advantage for being the last is that everything was spoken. But one idea for the sport is Marta also. Football player, female, and pavilion, yes, they told also, but health, I thought about health, Ayurveda, and other specialties. About the spectacle,
stadium,
yes. About capoeira in Brazil, a kind of sport and the art also, that began with the slaves, and it's very famous in Bahia. Ida is from there. Yes. How to make it Brahmins come? Yes, Gustavo told from the group that we must say then, and doing service, mental service also, that it's a global act to show God to the world. Another point that's important to India to wake up Kumbha Karma. Kumbha Karma. And the third, it's God is asking, so we must be here.
One point that she made, I think, is very important, is to bring the indigenous cultures into the mix.
So, thank you so much, everybody. What we would love is if you go back to your countries and even talk about it in the class, because I think there's two things. One is that we'd love more ideas, but also you enthuse people in your own place, because it's like a bit of a wave in the Brahmin family. So can you leave all your notes, and are you happy to type them?
And email them to us.
Okay. Or can you write down our email numbers? Is that okay? Well, I'll give you mine, and Gaj will give it. It's Charlie, Charlie, dot hog, H-O-G-G, Charlie, dot H-O-G-G, at A-U, dot B-K-W-S-U, dot org, O-R-G.
And I'm GAYATRI at US.BKWSU.org. Delhi Mega Event. Delhi Mega Event. Yes, I think when we get all your ideas too, we could add it to the slideshow, and then we have something that Brother Bridge Mohan wants to present to Baba on the 2nd of March, which will include some of your ideas. That's why we want it quickly, so we could work with him on it.
So heartfelt thanks to everybody. That was great. Very creative. I think we're going to have all the world's best footballers at this event. Plus some wonderful creative images. Anyway, as we've just started, we're just going with this, but we will try and send out news to all the countries in the world as to what is happening, even just little bulletins to keep everyone involved. So thanks, everyone. And can we have a minute of silence? And I think they'll want us directly at lunch. So just 1 minute. Thank you.